Have you ever started something new and didn't finish it?
You were excited. You invested time and money.
You got stuck.
I'm Teresa Merrick.
And I'm David B.
And this is the podcast with two ADHD entrepreneurs, and we've been there.
And worked with hundreds of people in the exact same place.
The IDK WTF I Was Doing podcast will take you away from feelings of frustration and overwhelm.
And lead you to the clarity you need to take action and get shit done.
Listen today, because it's important to admit that no one really knows
what the fuck they're doing.
My feelings on social media are pretty equally as strong to the guru.
No, I mean, social media, it's a beast. So yeah, we gotta.
Yeah, I don't think it's useful. I think it's like, to me, social media for me has been, I always say, like, it's kind of like an arranged marriage. It's like a stinky arranged marriage with this very stinky, horrible person that I did not want to be with. And I'm trying desperately to fall in love with them because they're part of my company, but I don't love them. So I figured out a way to spend as little time as humanly possible with them because there's not a huge ROI on social media. And we all bought into the idea that we're going to get sales from it, but we don't. And then we invest a lot of time with content, trying to get people to see it. Nobody's paying attention, which is fine. It's fine. It's just, you just need to have a place with stuff that shows up that has to do with your business. And I figured out the hack to do it incredibly quickly because I don't want to be with my stinky husband at all.
Your stinky social media husband. That's hilarious.
What's crazy, right, with social media especially, is that like it has to be there even though it does nothing except just show, I call it, there's depth and there's like width. Right. You have to have a width of social media to show that you're a real company.
Yeah.
But no one ever looks at it unless they're like, oh, is this a real company? And then so it has to be there, but it does no good until someone's like looking at it. You know?
Right. Until somebody's already interested.
Yeah. So you just need to have a presence. And that's what the social media genie is all about. I had one of those moments where you're just like, I can't do this anymore. There must be a better way. I do that a lot. So, and I'm like, I spent probably 3 solid days. So I mean, 24 hours a day. Like if you had like one of those, if there was a movie, it would be like one of those crazy scenes where the person's like losing their hair and slowly devolving into like this, like Cheeto covered person. That's what I kind of looked like when I emerged. And what I was looking for was the solution. Like, how can I create, what is it that like a Dr. Pepper is a huge company, but what are they talking about Dr. Pepper for a year? Like, what could they be talking about? And like, I have my company, Ecotia, our hero product is virtual summits. I cannot imagine a more boring topic to talk about for, well, I mean, I actually can, but for like a year, right? Like, what am I talking about with virtual summits and coming up with content on a daily? I was like, so every single day, I couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. I went down this little world, this little spiral, and into my little rabbit hole, and I emerged like a butterfly. And when I came out, I'd figured out how to do an entire year of content in 45 minutes. And
there you go.
I know. It was like, wow. My head blew up. And then I was like, well, that maybe it was just me. Maybe it was like I had some sort of weird vortex thing. So I taught it to the people within Ecotia, and everyone was like, what? And then I took it out to other people, and the course itself is hysterical because I'm investing so much time in it, more than I would ever want to spend on social media, but I'm doing it, and I'm doing it for so low, such a low price, because it's like, I just want people to stop having this horror. And so I need to make like something off of it, because I'm giving, what, if you get VIP, you end up with 6 hours, which is crazy. But if, you know, the whole intention of it is to solve the big problem of how do I just have a storefront, like a facade that looks good, that I'm not coming up with content, that it's what people are actually asking for rather than me creating it myself, and doing it in as little time as humanly possible. And so that is literally what this course is all about. And it is incredibly easy. It makes me very happy.
Social media, even if you like it, like I don't mind social media. I like staying connected with, I have a huge extended family and those kinds of things. So like personally, I don't mind social media, but when it comes time to like come up with interesting content and to have something valuable to say every single day, like that's just not, it's overwhelming, it's stressful. And then I end up not posting. And you know, that's where it's just, it doesn't work, because you need to have posts. You need to have recent posts, because if I go look at your Instagram, if I go look at your Facebook page, and I'm like, oh, what is this company about? What is this person about? What do they share? Are they interesting? Like, you know, do they have personal touches? Is it just business? Like, I want to know about them. I'm trying to learn about who I'm buying from. And I think it's very disjointed when it's like, they haven't posted in 3 months.
Are they still in business?
Right. Or then there's some that they don't post a lot, but then they do a lot of their stories. And I'm like, okay, they're still like engaging. So it's like, how do I do that?
I think like a big thing for me within like the social media genie course, the goal here is not to increase your engagement. The goal is not to increase your followers. It's not to increase your connections. None of that. I don't care. Like, the goal is to have stuff posted every single week and have you not having to deal with figuring out what to post and batch it all out. And so learning how to do that. And then we do like a co-working session. When you VIP it, you get like a co-working, so that you actually, it's not just learning it, but it's doing it. And it's, I will go so far as to say life-changing. I will go so far as to say that.
It is going to change your experience with social media.
So I think that's kind of a perfect segue into kind of what's next for the coaching industry. Because we talked about really how there are so many issues, especially with the people whose names you see all the time. Mm-hmm. They've got this new level of inauthenticity and selling watered down products that don't work for, again, 99% of people. Mm-hmm. Even though they're highlighting the 1% of people that it does work for, the stuff that they're selling isn't working. Now, they're a completely different type of coach than someone who's not making that level of income and who is either just starting out or they're a couple years into their business and they're really still there with their clients, working with them one-on-one. So it puts a really bad name. Those guys put a terrible name for people like us who are right there trying to help, and we get lumped into the scam category, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if what they're doing isn't working, what's kind of the, what do you see as the future of where the coaching industry is going?
I mean, honestly, I see like you coach. Yeah. I would like, for me, the idea of creating partnerships with people, and yeah, I mean, money matters. I mean, like, let's not pretend that we're not into this altruistically. We all have businesses. We all need to get paid. It's, you know, people want you to say like, well, when I make money, then you can get paid. No, I'm not tying my success to yours. Absolutely not. There's no guarantee with you either. So it's, to me, what is the next step in coaching and in mentoring and all that is, one, admitting that you don't know everything and it's okay. Like, you're a specialist, and when you specialize in something, that means that there's other parts of it that need to be touched upon. So like, I do sales strategies and I can online events, right? But if you ask me to teach you how to do email sequencing, you shouldn't. I can, but I'm not great at it. Like, I would like somebody else to do it. So like, it's like, you know, if you ask me to help you get your, like with social media, help you get increase your engagements and your followers, that's not going to work out too well for you if I'm teaching you. So what you want to do is recognize where your skill sets are and then bring in somebody else who can complement them. And that involves partnering up with people, creating teams, creating networks. And I think it's about selling that network as the whole rather than the individual as the solution. And I think that's the next step. It's more like, I wish like coaching academies, I wish those would stop teaching people how to get business because they're not doing a particularly great job. Like, they need to outsource what they're not good at instead of trying to take the money for themselves. That would be the next phase.
It's about collaborating. It's about finding those people that you resonate with that have a different skill set than yourself, that you can collaborate and work together and create some really cool programs or offerings. Yeah,
exactly. And also, I think it's sometimes people that are completely the opposite of you. Like, I am incredibly direct. Like, I'm not a coach in the coaching world, which is helping yourself. Like, why don't you figure out what your problem is and I'll be here to guide you. No, I'm like more of the mentor. I'll be like, okay, do this. Like, I will literally tell you what to do. But somebody else, like people on my team, are very, very woo-woo. So they have this nice, soft, like, vibe to them that's great. There's different people for different types, but I don't think you want to find somebody who's 100% like you. Try to find somebody who fills in your gaps would be what I would suggest.
Yeah. I was just going to say that complementary. And I think when I meant like on your same like vibe, like that you are, it's people that want to create what you want to create. But I absolutely think, yeah, it's, if you're going to one place and you're like, hey, we can be this one-stop shop for you. Me alone is not, but this place where I have this collaboration, because yes, if I'm too direct for you, if you don't like the way that I talk, then you should go talk to Sarah, because Sarah is going to have that totally different feel. And she might be the person that's for you. And she might be the person that you're looking for anyway. So.
Exactly. Exactly. And then when you band together, it also, you just think about the end result. Like, what is it that you can really help someone achieve? And when you're doing those sort of collaborations, it also helps with pricing, because you're bringing things together. So you're able to say like, okay, if we all pool together, can we decrease? Because, and that's the other thing I'm hoping within the industry, is that the pricing model is dropping a little bit to more of an affordable place for everyone. And I mean, I do wish that people would stop pricing things based on what they think they're worth, but because we're all worth $1 million, we're all great. But it's, so I think in a collaborative environment, you're able to help also drop the pricing down and make it a little bit more of even playing field for most people. I think there's obviously still a barrier to entry for some, but I do think overall it helps. Instead of being $100,000 a month for the 10 experts, you know, for your coach, it's like, I don't even know, it depends on which program you come into, but it could be under $1,000. I mean, that's a deal.
And so how does that work for the coaches? So if you're pooling your resources, but you're also splitting the payment and trying to bring the cost down for the consumer, you know, how does that work to make sure that you're earning a living while you're sharing your time, your effort, and your energy trying to help other people?
Yeah. I mean, like in my case, I'm running the company. So it's me and I'm bringing together all these different people. They still have their own businesses. That's the thing. Like, this isn't like their only source of income. And so the way that we have it split is for that. Like, it's not, if somebody came in as a full partner, that'd be different, right? And then that's also about their energy and what they're bringing in. But like, it's almost like they're coming in as a guest, but they're experts. They're there and they're with me and they're in the mission. And they're, I mean, the support, you guys don't even understand the support that having these people give you with the collaboration and connections is absolutely amazing. And so how it really, really works is, on my side of it, I looked at what are they bringing, and I err on the side of generosity. I mean, well into the side of generosity as far as splitting is concerned, because they're giving me their time and their energy and their credibility. I mean, coaches started in like, you know, July, August. These people have been in business like for years, like I said, running 6- and 7-figure businesses, and I haven't. So there's a huge value in that. So when you're pricing things, I want you to remember that if you're thinking about a collaboration, how am I going to make money? How is this going to work out for me? Take yourself out of it for a minute and look at what's coming towards you and add value onto that. If somebody does want to talk about how to break this all down, I'm happy to have a conversation about it. But, you know, that's a whole different thing.
Totally. It makes sense, though, because it's going to bring value to someone who signs up through you, Coachia. But then say they find their favorite and it's like Sarah, they love Sarah, and Sarah has some other programs that she sells separately because she has this other thriving business that she has. Then it allows people to like find their matches while being in a place where they have value. But if Sarah doesn't offer like that amazing sales knowledge that you have, then they still have access to you. And they're like, it seems like it really is win-win for everyone, because Sarah might get a new private client out of this, but then that person still has access to other things that Sarah doesn't specialize in.
Exactly. And Sarah doesn't need to feel like, I don't know how to do all this stuff and I have to figure it all out. She's like, oh, okay, you know, I'm amazing at video, but I'm not so great at content copy. So I'm going to have like, you know, Tracy does video for us, and then Melanie does content copy. So like, they're going to be able to go to these different people, and they're available. Like, they want to help. Like, what they give within Ucoachia is insane. compare, and even within their own programs, the comparison because of the price they came in at, what they offer, and the high touch. And that's really what we really want people to come in there and be like, oh, thank God. Just thank God I found this, because I got screwed several times over. Thank God.
It sounds like that is the environment that you're fostering with the people that you're having work with you, the experts and the clients that you're looking for. Is you're like, hey, before you make those mistakes, but so many of us have already made those mistakes. So like, if you have, this is why you can trust us. This is why. And I'm not guaranteeing your success. I'm saying, I'm going to give you access. We're going to teach you how to take the actions to create your own success. And there's no guarantees. And I think that's so refreshing, you know, as someone who has purchased some programs, who has done program, who I've done some big name coaching pro, like one of the worst coaching programs I ever signed up for. I spent a lot of money on. I did not finish the program. I had my own coach. It was terrible. And this particular like big name umbrella that it's under, like I've had a sour taste in my mouth about it ever since. And same thing, like I'm not going to say names because it's like, oh no, like this is a huge name in the industry. Yes.
And they can afford to sue you. And you're just like, and that's a fun thing. It was like, I can't tell you guys who Betty is. You can't say the big name because it's like, that's slander. It's like, even if it's in fact, it's like, it's not worth the risk to us. But, you know, I will say that I just heads up, anybody who says they have all the answers is a liar. So that's the best way I can put it. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Have you ever started something new that you were really excited about and invested time or money into, but after doing it for a while, you reach a point and you just feel like, I have no idea what the F I'm doing.
There's that bubbling up of frustration because you're not quite as good as you thought you'd be, or it's nowhere near as easy as you expected. Then suddenly, a wave of guilt comes at the same time, and you don't really want to or feel like you can express this to anyone.
Having a dream you want to accomplish can be very sad and isolating. It's lonely because visionaries tend to see the world the way that it could be instead of settling for the way the world currently is, like most people do.
We believe this so deeply that we wrote a book with the exact 4 steps to help.
This guide is designed to take you out of that feeling of frustration and overwhelm and lead you into the calmness and clarity that you need to reach the life that you know in your heart you're destined to have.
If you've started a project or a goal but have stopped, gotten stuck, or are starting to feel burned out, this is 100% the book for you.
Go to idkwtfpodcast.com today and download your digital copy with the coupon code ACTION to get it on us, because we want to join you and be your supportive friends and partners throughout your journey.
It's only free for a limited time if you use the code ACTION by going to our website, idkwtfpodcast.com.
Check it out today and let's get unstuck together.
So kind of on that, as we're kind of coming to an end here, so what would you say, you started your company probably just about a year ago now, right? Mm-hmm. What are some of the biggest challenges you've had while putting everything together and running it?
Well, I mean, I'm a little bit of a Pollyanna naive person where I was like, it's all going to be great, work out perfectly. Is it? So it was the hardest thing for me in putting it all together wasn't finding people. I mean, I want to tell you guys, like the experts, unbelievable. Like people's generosity of heart and spirit and wanting to be a part of a solution, I cannot express enough how amazing and heartwarming that is. The challenge for me is things like, I mean, honestly, messaging, that I point blank, that has been one of the biggest challenges for me, because it's this concept and trying to have people understand what it is, which is basically like a vocational education for coaches to learn how to build a marketing strategy, but I'm not guaranteeing the result, has been so challenging for me that even to this day, I'm still struggling with it. So for me, one of the biggest challenges is messaging. I would say, you know, coming to terms with the fact that I don't have a VA myself. I don't have a personal assistant myself. And everyone who comes into the company gets one but me. So, you know, coming to terms like this, which forces me to kind of create some hacks, trying to figure out how to do things I know I have to do, like the social media stuff. Like, so the challenges for me have been things that I really don't enjoy doing, knowing that I have nobody else I can pawn them off of, and I still have to get it done, has been a real issue. But, you know, it's, I guess it's kind of like, you know, buck up, big girl, because it's happening. And if you see, if you want the big vision, you have to take the small actions to get there. So I think that that would be messaging and the stuff, the tedium.
It's a lot of tasks, like, to get things done. I think that's actually the number one thing I always say about even podcasting, is it's so much more work than I ever would have expected, because there's just so many other little things to do, and running a whole coaching program with other coaches is exponentially more than just a podcast. So I can't even imagine how much it is.
Yeah. Well, and from a consumer's point, even if you just tell me it's a one-stop shop for coaches, as someone who does coaching, I don't even need you to say there's no guarantees, because, you know, I think, I mean, of course it's going to be there somewhere saying, I'm not guarantee you, you know, in the fine print, but also, like, if I'm someone who's real about what I'm looking for and wanting a coach, like, I know darn well the only person who's going to, like, put dollars in my pocket, who's going to make differences for other people, is me. So, but, like, the one-stop shop for coaches is, I mean, in the simplest terms, it seems like what you have, and what I think there probably are plenty of experienced coaches even looking for when they need help creating programs, or they don't, you know, like, creating a program and doing all the video and creating what, you know, making it look nice. I suck at that.
I can hook you up with somebody. Right. Remind me to tell you about that.
Right. But that's just it, is like, so for me, it's like, oh, well, I might know this one thing or have a handle on this one thing. But like you said, then there's this stuff that I don't like as much, but it's because I don't know how. I'm not an expert in it. And I don't have a team of 12 people that I can go, okay, you're going to set this all up for me. You're my videographer. I don't have that.
No, you don't have something. I mean, I call it Chat GPT.
Yes, AI.
I love it so much.
We do love us some Chat GPT here. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Well, so kind of on that, like, what would you say is maybe the biggest mistake that you've made, whether it's with Ucoachia or kind of in your previous
career? Oh boy, that is an open question. Okay, so, I mean, mistakes, I've made a few. You know, this is something I have to work on. And again, going back to just kind of Pollyanna naive, I didn't read contracts. So, like, I would just listen, and I'd hear what somebody would say, and I'd be like, oh, okay. And like the fine print would just kind of get lost on me, which, you know, I'm not, it's funny because I can do details, but that I somehow get this, I don't know. So like, it's kind of like reading the Apple contract, you know, like with the terms of service, you're like, oh, 7,000 pages later, but I see one page and it feels like that. So I've made a couple mistakes that way about not reading through the contracts. And that's been something.
Totally. Me too. Cause you trust because that person who's got up on this platform, who's marketed to you and sold to you and has you eating out of the palm of their hand, you're like, oh, I trust Betty 100%. It's fine. Sign me up. Here's my money. Yeah.
Here's my money. But Betty said I won't have any problems if I have an issue. So that must mean it's okay for me to get out of the contract. Under no condition are you ever getting out of that contract. You know, and it's, that would be one of my mistakes. And
yeah, that's a big one, I think. A lot of especially very empathetic people make, is that we just assume that everyone else is going to be as empathetic as we are. So it's like, why do we even need to worry about a contract? Because we obviously have our best interest at heart.
We assume people are good.
Yep.
Because most people are.
Most people are good. And it's just, I think, but when it comes down to it, it's a business. Mm-hmm. And you need to become aware that, again, you're the commodity. And as such, as the product, you need to be aware of how it's being served. And it's, if you don't like something in a contract, redline it, mark it, say something, do something, you know. And a lesson, I guess, an extra lesson. So this is something we didn't even talk about. One of the things, another side obsession of mine was about healthcare. And I have a real issue that go into the entrepreneurial world, you lose your healthcare, like, and you no longer have group insurance and all. So I decided, because this is who I am, I'm like, well, that's a problem. We should fix it. So I actually partnered with a company and in Ucoachia to anyone. You don't have to be in Ucoachia. You could be anyone. We have group benefits, group health benefits. Group,
wow.
Oh no, it's real. I went crazy. So like, it was one of those things where I didn't, but like, so when I negotiated with that company, because let me be clear, guys, and in case anybody ever thought that people were making a ton of money off health insurance, the answer is no. I think it's about $1.50 on vision. So that's the commission that it, when you get vision through Ecotia, I get $1.50. So, but what I didn't know was that, or I didn't think to do, was to renegotiate any contracts. And it's something I'm really, really good at negotiation, but I didn't think to do this. So when you go into something, and let's say you sign a contract and you can't get out of it, that's fine. But you can renegotiate the terms. So what I'm saying with the health insurance, I've actually been in the process of renegotiating the commission structures, because $1.50, I mean, that's a lot of money. I can almost buy coffee, but it's not about for me the commission off that, but it's more of like, okay, if somebody's going to get paid off this, like I would like it to be a little bit of me and go back in and talk to them about it, see what could happen. And do you want to know something? By asking, things change. They came back, they gave me a different number, and I went back in with almost double that number as the request. And initially they were like, well, we can't do that. And I just stayed silent. And they're like, well, maybe we can do something. So quick tip is always go back. Always ask. It can't hurt. It cannot hurt. And if you need health insurance, you coach you.
Well, that's a great reminder and super amazing to know for all of our entrepreneurs out there who don't have it or who pay a lot for it, who might be able to benefit from that group insurance. So thank you for bringing that up.
So kind of on that note, tell us a little bit more, because I heard you had a special offer for all of our action takers that are listening today.
I do. Okay, so we were talking a little bit about social media genie and how much, well, I just, you know, we basically social media is just there as a storefront, and you're going to open up the door and there's just a guy sitting at the desk. That's it. It's like a facade, right? So my thing is like, don't invest too much time on this. We need to get you into action onto things that are going to make you money, things that are going to move your business forward. This is a requirement. It's part of it, whatever, but this is not going to move your business forward. So when you guys join Social Media Genie, which is a 2-hour workshop, and you're going to learn exactly how to do this. And literally there's going to be a point where you look at me and be like, really? It's this simple? And the answer is yes. Yes, it is. You guys are going to get 15% off when you use the code. What's the code? IDKWTF. And if you guys run into any challenges or forget that, you know, whatever, just email and we will make sure that you get that off. It's absolutely, it's a killer course, I will say. And it's taught live. It's not pre-recorded. And it's fun. And I have so much fun doing it, because it's within about 30 minutes. There's a phrase, and you'll hear me if you're in a class, it'll go like this. You're about to have one of those moments that I should have had a V8 moment. If you guys all remember that commercial, where you're going to be thinking to yourself, you know, I spent XYZ dollars and this is what you're telling me. And I'm gonna be like, yeah, this is what I'm telling you. And you're like, this was worth every penny, because it is as dumb as what it should be. It's so simple, stupid, and yet so genius at the same time, that it has that wonderful crossroad of, I can't believe I just spent money for this, and thank God I spent money for this. So I'm so excited for you guys to come to it, because it is awesome.
Awesome. I appreciate you putting that together for us. So that's
No, I appreciate you guys. And I want every single one of your listeners to know that they can save money, have fun, and learn at the same time. And that's because of you two, that you guys made that happen.
Well, thank you. And it has been such a pleasure getting to know you, Nancy, and your story. And can you please tell our guests where to go to get this course and to find you?
Oh, yeah, of course. So you guys can register for it at ucochia.com, ucochia.com. And you can reach me. I mean, literally hello@ucochia.com is a great way to reach out to me. And I'm Nancy. And then you can also find me on Facebook. We have a group. It's under group/ucochia. So you can join there. And if you want to see my social media and like laugh, check it out. I'm on Instagram underneath ucochia and Facebook. And when you go, you'll notice that about 2 months ago, things started shifting. Because I put the genie into play. So you guys will see what happened.
Perfect. We will have all of those spaces linked in the show notes. So you can just go over there and click and check it out. But oh my goodness, I feel like this is just a blast. Thank you so much for being on, Nancy.
It was so much fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
a super fun conversation, and we love what you're doing. So I think you've got your heart in the right place. You're doing the right message. You're helping people, and that's an awesome thing. And I'm so honored that you were here sharing your message with everyone in our Action Taker community.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Thank you for having me.
And Action Takers, once again, you have spent some time with some awesome people, and we're grateful for you.
So yeah, and just know we're always here for you. And reach out to us, join our community, check out Ucochia and all that Nancy has to offer. I'm going to go stalk your social media now, Nancy.
Oh, have fun. I mean, I will show you, I can tell you it was all posted last month.
Awesome. All right. Well, have a great day, everyone. We can't wait to see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening. This has been the conclusion of our two-part series.
And hey, congrats for making it here.
If you didn't happen to catch part one, just go back to the previous episode to get the full story.
It was a really good one.
If you enjoyed today's conversation, please consider liking, subscribing, and or reviewing us on wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Also, if there's someone you know who clearly doesn't know what the fuck they're doing and would benefit from this topic, please hit that share button and send them this episode.
Let's normalize the feeling of uncertainty.
Asking for help and admitting that we don't know
what the fuck we're doing either.